FMR Fine Food with gourmet guide Jenny Handley is brought to you by Westgro, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape.
Welcome to FMR Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new, local and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide online magazine. Today I'm with Lesehu Majakladi, judge of the architecture and landscaping category in the Great Wine Capital's Best of Wine Tourism Awards. Welcome to the show.
Hi Jenny, pleasure to be on your show.
And I'm sure you knew exactly what you were doing. As a former grading assessor for the Tourism Grading Council, you know what matters when it comes to hospitality and obviously architecture and landscaping. What exactly were you looking for when you were judging?
I think very often when we do judge these type of awards, we can get swayed by the power of the respective brands. And so what was key for me was to strip away all of that and look purely at the offering. And because the category I was judging was architecture and landscape, I was quite keen to see the relationship between those two. How do the buildings interact with the external landscape space and vice versa?
And the winner, Vergelegen, very worthy. How did they stand out when it came to that?
You know, one of the criteria in assessing the different properties was the staff and the understanding of the offering. So, you know, when one went to all the different properties, one of the things that I did was to have chats with different parts of the staff team, and the team at Vergelegen had a real passion for the architecture and the design of the space, the understanding of the different parts of the landscape. So that was quite a big part of what made them a winner. And another thing that for me was quite key in Vergelegen ultimately becoming a winner was the fact that there were so many different pockets of the different areas on the farm, so that you could almost have four entirely different experiences in one estate.
But well integrated, because one never feels that they're in isolation. It's just one of those places when it just all comes together.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a real seamlessness in the experience. So one space flows to the next, to the next, to the next. And so when you walk out of there, like you were saying, you don't feel like you've had a disjointed experience. It all works together.
And they've managed to combine the history and the heritage from camphor trees that are over 300 years old to more modern architecture with, let's say, in the restaurant. What do you feel that they do? How do they do that really well?
You know, as South Africans, for the past, I guess, 10, 15 years, have had this debate with ourselves about what is a South African design aesthetic. And I think Vergelegen has nailed that. Very often, a lot of properties, whether it's in the winelands or anywhere else, veer towards the curio-esque design, and they have found a way to taper that down and be quite minimalistic but warm and homely, which is I think a great expression of South African design.
Yes. And when we look at the gardens, it's interesting when you walk around and enjoy the beauty, the natural beauty, it looks like it's just all happened with Mother Nature's wand. But I'm sure it's an enormous task to keep a property like that at its premium, to make sure that it always looks good in every single season. And what I also love is the fact that the restaurants work so well with what's on the estate. You know, they take that architecture and the natural abundance and you see it on the menu. So did you look at the restaurants at all as part of your criteria?
I did. Actually had lunch in the restaurant and a wine tasting as well. What they, like you were saying, is that they have found a way to have what seems like a minimal touch to the landscape. But of course, we all know that there's quite a lot of thought that goes into it. But it feels as if, I guess, you know, without being sacrilegious, a real conversation between them as custodians of the property and Mother Nature itself.
That's beautifully put. You're absolutely right. And yes, as we say, it looks effortless, but we know it's not. It's a huge commitment to maintaining and perfecting what nature has given. And if you had to think about music or a song that signifies the essence of Vergelegen, what would it be?
You know, when I go on my runs, I normally play a lot of jazz. And the other day, I was playing John Coltrane, a few of my favorite things. And I think for me, Vergelegen, although it's not a, I mean, that's not a South African song, but it does give you a nice mix of what, for me, and I hope for anybody else who goes there, will be a few of your favorite things. Really good food, great wines, well put together interior spaces, and the most beautiful gardens.
I think you've coined it. That's absolutely right. So thank you for your inspiration and for the time and effort in judging this beautiful award.
It was purely a pleasure for me. So I'm one of the lucky ones who managed to take time to explore the winelands. And I wish that more and more of your listeners take the time to do so as well.
It's a privilege, that's for sure. That was Lesehu Majakladi, MD of Latitude Apart Hotels and judge in the Great Wine Capitals Awards. For mouthwatering recipes, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking!
FML Fine Food with Gourmet Guide Jenny Handley was brought to you by Westgro, the tourism trade and investment promotion agency for Cape Town and the Western Cape. FML.